Amen. All right, well, we're there in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, and I'd like you to actually keep your place there in 1 Corinthians, and if you wouldn't mind, I'd like for you to go with me to the book of Colossians, just real quickly, Colossians chapter number 3. You're there in 1 Corinthians. If you go past 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Colossians chapter number 3, keep your place in 1 Corinthians. We're going to come back to it. But go with me to the book of Colossians. And we're actually going to begin tonight where we ended this morning. And tonight I'm preaching a short sermon, and we've got some other things we got to talk about tonight. So I'm going to preach a short sermon. But what I wanted to do is on Sunday mornings, we've been talking about this idea of how to earn rewards in heaven. And we've been in this sermon series, and we learned in the first week that we can earn rewards in heaven by suffering persecution. We learned in the second week that we can earn rewards in heaven by loving our enemies. And this morning, we learned that we can earn rewards through private Christian disciplines. If you remember, this morning we talked about three practices, and they were giving, prayer, and fasting. We talked about three parameters: not to be seen of men, to be done in secret, and the God who sees in secret will reward us openly. And then we learned about three principles, and the principles were that motives matter. It matters why we do what we do and how to do it. And we talked about the fact that we should not be hypocrites and that we should perform for the audience of one. And we learned these things this morning. And tonight what I want to do is I want to continue with this thought about rewards. Now, this is not my final sermon in the series. Will actually be next Sunday morning. And next Sunday morning, we're going to talk about another way that we can earn rewards in heaven and earn rewards from God. What I want to do tonight is I just want to cover some random verses on the subject of rewards. And as I've been studying for these sermons and these subjects, I've had these kind of random verses that talk about rewards, and they don't really fit in any one of my sermons, but I think they're important, and I think it's good to cover them. So what I want to do tonight is just cover those quickly, and I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I want to just cover these random kind of miscellaneous thoughts, these biblical thoughts on rewards, and like I said, we won't be very long tonight. I want to give you three thoughts this evening, and maybe you can jot these down if you take notes, if you've got a notebook, or if you use the back of the course of the week. And notice there in Colossians chapter 3, in verse number 23, we saw this morning. It says, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men." We talked about that this morning. We should do it as to the Lord, for the audience of one, for the approval of one. We should do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Now, we actually talked about that this morning, but let me just say this. And the first thought that I want to give you, just kind of these miscellaneous thoughts, and I know you know this, but I think it's good for us to just to say it or be reminded of it. The first point is this, that it is possible to earn rewards in heaven. It is a thing that God has instituted. And I think you'll see tonight that, I mean, I hope you've seen over the last several weeks how much God talks about rewards, but tonight we're going to look at some random miscellaneous passages, and God talks about this a lot. He says there at the end of verse 24, "Of the Lord ye shall receive the reward. Of the Lord ye shall receive the reward." And I think what's important is that we should consider the fact that it is possible to earn rewards. And I know you say, well, we already know that, but here's the thing. Have you considered the fact that it's possible for you to earn rewards? Have you considered the fact that it is possible for me to earn rewards? He says, "Knowing that of the Lord, ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance." And what we need to consider is that the rewards in heaven are not just for these all-star Christians. It's not just for the Apostle Paul. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not just for Peter. It's not just for Elijah. It's not just for Elisha. It's not just for Moses. Yes, those are fantastic believers. Those are all-star Christians. But you know what God says? God says that you can earn rewards, and God says that I can earn rewards. And if it's possible for us to earn rewards in heaven, then we ought to have a goal in life to earn some rewards. Because it's not just for superstar Christians, it's for you and it's for me. We can earn rewards in heaven. Now, keep your finger right there in Colossians. I know I asked you to keep your place in 1 Corinthians, but I'd like you to also keep your finger there in Colossians. We're going to come right back to it. And go with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter number 10. Matthew chapter number 10. Let me just show you some verses about this. Matthew chapter 10. It's not just for the all-stars. It's not just for the great giants of the faith. You know, when we think of like people that are going to be rewarded in heaven and receive great rewards, we think of people like David. We think of people like Samuel. We think of these great giants of the faith. Or even in our lifetime, we think of great preachers and great men that have done great works for God. But you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that you and I can receive rewards. And even the normal, what we would call just a normal Christian, a normal person just going through life, living the Christian life, you can earn rewards. Are you there in Matthew chapter 10? Look at verse number 41. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 41. Notice what the Bible says. The Bible says, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet, look at these words, he says, shall receive a prophet's reward. Now, I think that's interesting because there's a couple of things that you should consider there. First of all, the Bible says that we shall receive a prophet's reward. Then he says this, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, look at the words, he says, he shall in no wise lose his reward. So here we see these words in verse 41. It says that he shall receive a prophet's reward. In verse 41, it also says shall receive a righteous man's reward. In verse 42, it says he shall in no wise lose his reward. And the idea is this, that the average person, and I don't think that God is saying the average person, but I think for us, he's saying, even if you think, well, I'm just an average person, the average person can earn rewards. And even if you have this idea and you say, well, I'm not the preacher, I'm not the pastor. I'm not the one that stands up and preaches God's word and stands up behind the pulpit. Like maybe those guys, they'll get rewards, but I'm not going to receive reward. But look at what it says, Matthew 10:41. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. You say, what does that mean? Here's what it means. You've got prophets. You've got preachers. You've got ministers. Are there certain rewards that are given to people in ministry, people in full-time ministry? If you study the crowns in the Bible, you'll notice that there's a crown. There's a soul winner's crown. That can be earned by anybody. There's a martyr's crown. That could potentially be earned by anybody. But you know, there is a pastor's crown. There is a crown for those that teach and preach God's word. And obviously, that's not about the individual. The Apostle Paul said, I magnify mine office. It's not the individual that holds the office, but it is the office that should be magnified. But you know what the Bible says here in Matthew 10? That if you minister to a prophet, you'll receive a prophet's reward. So you say, well, I'm not Elijah, I'm not Elisha, I'm not the prophet, I'm not the preacher, I'm not the guy that's standing up and preaching the sermons. Yeah, but if you partner up with the preacher, you partner up with the prophet, you partner up with the person that's doing those things, it says, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. So it's possible for you to receive a prophet's reward and not be a prophet. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? It says, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. He says, look, you can serve. You say, well, I'm not that guy. But you can help and come alongside that individual. And the Bible says that you can be rewarded for that. Go back to Colossians just real quickly. Colossians chapter 3. Remember this morning we talked about the fact that motives matter. And it's true that motives matter. Not just what we do, but why we do it. This morning I said this as well, though. I said that it's not just what we do, it's not just why we do it, but you know the Bible says that we'll also be rewarded based on how we do it. You say, what do you mean by that? It means how seriously you take the task. In Colossians 3, I want you to look at the verses again. Verse 23, I know you've seen these before, but I think it's worth noting. He says, whatsoever ye do. You say, well, I'm not the prophet. Okay, all I do is clean, all right? All I do is greet people, all right? All I do is stand guard, okay? All I do is sit in a sound booth and turn on mics. All I do is help people get partnered for soul winning. I'm not the prophet. I'm just assisting a prophet, maybe. I'm just assisting the preacher. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says, whatsoever ye do, it doesn't say whatsoever you do publicly. It doesn't say whatsoever you do that people think it's a value. He says, whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Do you know that God knows how seriously you take your service for him? And the truth of the matter is this, that God says that the usher can receive rewards just like the guy preaching. The safety team member can receive rewards just like the guy preaching, the prophet preaching. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? You can receive a reward. It's possible to earn rewards. But here's what you need to remember is that it matters not just why, but how you do it as well. I heard a story of a preacher saying that he was preaching in a, as he was a guest preacher somewhere. And he was sitting on the front row just during waiting for the service. He got there a few minutes early. He's waiting for the service to start. And people are speaking to him and greeting him, and he's talking to people. But he noticed that there was this elderly man. This elderly man, and this man was older. He wasn't able to do much, but he watched this man. And at this particular church, they would provide water for the preacher. At our church, we do the same thing. There's always a bottle of water for me. We use bottled waters. But this particular church, you know, they've been doing this for a long time. And they had this custom where at every service on the pulpit, there would be a glass cup filled with water. And this elderly man, who'd been a member of the church for years, his job was to make sure before every service to have water on the pulpit. And this preacher tells a story about how he's sitting there, you know, he's talking to people, greeting people, but he notices this man, he walks in from the side door, this elderly man dressed nicely in a suit and a tie, and he walks in, and he said it was almost like watching someone, you know, you'd think that he worked at the White House or something. He said he had a towel across his arm, and he was holding a cup, but he was holding the cup while having a napkin around his fingers so that his hands would not actually touch the glass. And he walked in with a glass pitcher. He said that the man came up slowly and placed a napkin on the pulpit, and he placed a cup on the pulpit. And he said the man began to slowly pour the water onto the cup. And he's just watching this. You know, as he's talking to people, he's just watching this. It says that the man took the towel and then wiped around the cup. I mean, this man took his job seriously. I mean, if there was anyone that was ever going to serve a cup of water, this man was serving a cup of water for the preacher. He said he asked the pastor about it. He said, I noticed this man, did this whole thing with the water, you know, I appreciate it. And the preacher said, yeah, this man, you know, he's been a member here for all these years, and he used to serve in a lot of different capacities. He's gone older. He's unable to do. But we asked him, you know, well, could you just make sure that there's always a cup of water on the pulpit? And he said, this man just takes his job seriously. You know what this man is doing? You know what he's doing? The Bible says, whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord. And the truth of the matter is that on that service, that man did not even know the preacher. He wasn't doing it for the preacher, but you know what he was doing it? He was doing it for the Lord. And you know what I believe? I believe that man, you say, well, the preacher got up and he preached God's word that night, and he's going to receive rewards in heaven for what he did that night. But you know what I believe? I believe that he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And I believe that old man putting a glass of water on a pulpit, but doing it heartily as unto the Lord, I believe that God looked down on that and he was pleased with that. And he said, I'm going to reward that man, just like I reward the preacher. You say, I don't know, I think you're making a big deal about it. Here's what Matthew says, whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water. I mean, that's actually an example given in the Bible about serving and service. And here's what I'm telling you, God not only rewards what you do, God rewards why you do it, and God rewards how you do it. That might cause you from messing around when you're supposed to be ushering, doing safety team, being in the mother baby room. You say, I'm earning rewards in heaven. I'm at church with my children in a mother baby room. Yeah, but if you're just scrolling and gossiping and talking the whole time, I think God looks down on that and says, I'm not going to reward that. Like, I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm just telling you that God rewards not just what we do, but God rewards why we do it, and God also rewards how we do it. He wants you to look down and say, that old man was serving a cup of water. Was it for the preacher? Was it for the service? All of that is true. But you know what the truth of the matter is? He was doing it as unto the Lord, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive a reward. So I say to you tonight, it's possible to earn rewards. It's possible to earn rewards. You should do something to try to earn rewards. But you should consider not just what you do, why you do it, and you should consider how you do it. So I say tonight, number one, it's possible to earn rewards. But let me give you a second thought tonight. These are just miscellaneous thoughts with regards to rewards. Go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, if you would. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, if you kept your place there. I said, number one, it is possible to earn rewards. But here's a sobering thought. Number two, it is possible to not earn rewards. It's possible to earn rewards, not just what you do, but why you do it and how you do it. And here's all I'm saying. You say, all I do at church is show up and I'm part of the cleaning crew and all I do is sweep and all I do is mop and all I do is wipe down mirrors. I'm saying to you, then you sweep and you mop and you wipe down those mirrors as unto the Lord. And God will look down on that and be pleased. And he'll reward you for it. So it is possible, number one, to earn rewards. But let me just say this. Number two, it is also possible to not earn rewards. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, this is where we began this evening. In verse 11, we have a description of the judgment seat of Christ. God is speaking about the judgment seat of Christ. And I want you to notice what he says. Of course, Paul is speaking here through the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And look, I'm happy with the bottle of water, okay? Nobody needs to put a cup or here or whatever, you know. I watch Shaw as he does. He just throws it in there. You know, I'm just kidding. I'm like, good night. Now, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11. Notice what the Bible says. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. That's a beautiful verse. Now, if any man build upon this foundation. Remember on Wednesday night, we learned about build your life on the Bible. Build your life on the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. This is actually talking about that. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. What's the best foundation to build your life on? It's Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the Word. You got to build your life on the Bible. With that said, Paul says, verse 12, now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble, he said, these materials represent, see, as you're building your life on the Lord Jesus Christ, hopefully you're building your life on the Lord Jesus Christ, you get to choose the building materials by which you live your life, by which you build your life. And you can build your life on the Bible, and you can use wood, hay, and stubble, or you can use gold, silver, precious stones. Here's what God says, verse 13. Every man's work shall be made manifest. See, we're not supposed to do works to be seen of men, but there's coming a day when all of our works will be seen. It's called the judgment seat of Christ. Every man's work shall be made manifest. You will not get out of it. I will not get out of it. The Bible says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire, look at it, the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. So God is going to take all of your works, all the things you ever did in life. Some of them are gold, some of them are silver, some of them are precious stones, some of them are wood, some of them are hay, some of them are stubble. When you go out and you preach the gospel to an unbeliever and they get saved, you're earning gold, silver, precious stones. When you go out and when you pray and you spend time in prayer that the Lord would bring forth laborers into his harvest, you're earning gold, silver, precious stones. When you are serving in church and you are helping, because look, why do we clean buildings? Why do we have ushers? Why do we have safety teams? Why do we have people in the sound room? Why do we have team cap? Why do we have all these things? We have all these things to further the gospel, to further the Great Commission. We have all those things. Why? So that people can come and hear the preaching of the Word of God. You are partaking in part of that ministry when you serve in any capacity. Some of us plant the seed, some of us put the water, but we're all participating in the same Great Commission. And here's what God says. God says, I'm going to take all of those tasks, gold, silver, precious stone, but then there's wood, hay, and stubble. What's that? Well, wood, hay, and stubble, it's not bad things. It's just things that have no eternal value. So when you coach Little League, nothing wrong with that. Coaching Little League is not a bad thing, but it's not of eternal value. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? When you showed up for that community event and cleaned up the park, that's wood, hay, and stubble. And if you were doing that as community service dictated by a judge, there's no rewards for that one. I mean, that's not even on the radar. But you know what I'm saying? He's saying, look, some things we do in life, they're gold, silver, precious stone. Other things we do in life are wood, hay, and stubble. God says, I'm going to take all of that, throw it into the fire. Verse 13, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Verse 14, if any man's work abide. Here's the thing about wood, hay, and stubble. You throw it in fire, it's going to burn up. It's going to be ashes. God says, if any man's word abide, which he built thereon, look at what he says, he shall receive a reward. You're only getting rewarded for the things that have eternal value. Do you understand that? You're only getting rewarded for the things. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong. Look, I think we should all build up some wood, hay, and stubble on this earth. It's just part of life. There's things we're going to do that they're not of eternal value. They're not good or they're not necessarily bad. They might just be good things, but they're not furthering the gospel. They're not furthering the kingdom of God. They're not furthering the work of God. All of us are going to have some wood, hay, and stubble, but the only thing you get rewarded for, the only thing that abides the fire, is the things of eternal value, gold, silver, precious stone. If any man's work abide, the fire that he built thereon, he shall receive a reward. Look at verse 15, though. And this is what I really want you to see. If any man's work shall be burned, if any man's work shall be burned, what does that mean? That means God puts all of your life's work into the fire and it all burns up. None of it abides. None of it was of any eternal value. None of it was anything that God would say, this matters for eternity. Look at what it says. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall go to hell. Is that what it says? It's not what it says. That's what religion teaches. Religion teaches that when you get to heaven, God's going to weigh all your good works and God's going to weigh all your bad works. And if your good works outweigh your bad works, then you go to heaven. If your bad works outweigh your good works, you go to hell. That's not, look, what God says is this. If you're saved, you're going to be at the judgment seat of Christ. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. Is he going to go to heaven? Look at it. But he himself shall be saved. He himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. That phrase, yet so as by fire, means there was nothing of value. It all got burnt up. It all burned up. But at least he's saved. At least he's going to heaven. You know what this proves? This proves that no works are required for salvation. In fact, it's possible for you to get to the judgment seat of Christ and have all your works burnt up. You know what Paul said? Paul said, now to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. So look, it's possible for there to be a Christian that earns no rewards. It's possible. But I would say to you, it's possible, but I don't recommend it. You say, why? Because you know what the Bible teaches us in the book of Revelation is that when we get rewarded, when God tries the works of our life, it's not a pride thing. Please get this. Pride is the furthest thing away from anything Christian. Anything that has to do with pride is repulsive to God. You say, well, what are these rewards for? These rewards are not for us to say, wow, look how amazing this person is. Look how great they are. Look, the purpose of the rewards in the book of Revelation, we're told that these rewards are given in the form of a crown. The purpose of the rewards is to show this is what I did for God. Because how do you get rewarded? When you work heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. So when you work for God, when you work for eternal value, you earn a reward. What are we going to do with those crowns? We're going to cast them before the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to say, God, I did this for you. I love you. You gave your son to die on the cross. You gave your son's life for me. And the least I could do was live for you. And the proof, you say, well, I'll just say that. No. You got to prove it. And it'll be undeniable proof when you get to heaven, if you get to heaven, and all your works are burned up. It'll be undeniable proof that, oh, this person lived for themselves, not Christ. But at least you'll be saved. He shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Look, I'd rather get to heaven with no good works, with no gold, silver, precious stone. I'd rather get to heaven and have no rewards. But you know what the best thing is? To get to heaven and have some rewards. So I said, number one, it is possible to earn rewards. I think that should encourage you. I'm not the prophet, but you can receive a prophet's reward. I said, number two, it is possible to not earn rewards. This is something that you should try to avoid. This is something that you should attempt to avoid. This is something that you should try to not have in your life. Don't get to heaven empty-handed. Amen. Have something to show for the things of God. But then number three this evening. Can you find 2 John chapter 1 in the New Testament? Towards the end of the New Testament. In fact, if you begin at the book of Revelation, go backwards. You have Jude, 3 John, 2 John, Revelation, Jude, 3 John, 2 John. I said number one, it's possible to earn rewards. Number two, it's possible to not earn rewards. Here's number three, it's possible to lose rewards. In 2 John chapter 1 and verse 8, John wrote these words, "Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought." The word wrought means work. Look to yourself that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that, look at what he says, but that we receive a full reward. It's possible to lose. You say, but I worked for rewards. But you know that it's possible to lose those rewards? It's possible to lose things. It's possible to lose rewards that God had for you. In fact, you don't have to turn here, but if you remember the passage we read in Matthew chapter 10, at the end it said, "He shall in no wise lose his reward," Matthew 10:42. If the Bible says he shall in no wise lose his reward, it's saying that because it's possible to lose your reward. Here, John says, look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. So, it's possible to earn rewards. It's possible to not earn rewards. But it's also possible to lose rewards. This is why the Apostle Paul said, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. He said, lest that by any means when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. He said, I'm in this game of life, and we're in this game of the Christian life, and we're trying to earn rewards. At least you should be trying to earn rewards. I said when we started this series, when I play a game, I want to know how to win. If I'm going to play a game, I want to know how to score points. I want to know how to get points. I want to know how to win the game. And you ought to have the same mentality. And Paul said, When I preach to others, it's possible that I have earned rewards. And then I get disqualified and become a castaway. He said, it's possible to lose your rewards. Do you remember in 2 Samuel chapter 12? You don't have to turn there. I'll just read this for you. I got to be done in 2 minutes. 2 Samuel chapter 12. Remember, after David committed adultery with Bathsheba, Nathan famously said these words. He said, and I gave thee, this is Nathan speaking to David on behalf of God. He said, I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. That little statement there, such and such things, God is telling David, I had more for you. I had other things. I already gave you your master's house. I already gave you your master's wives. I already gave you the house of Israel. I already gave you the house of Judah. I already made you king. I already anointed you. And if that had been too little, he said, I had more. But you know, David lost those things. And you say, what are those such and such things? I don't know. I don't know that David knows. But I know this. He lost some rewards. So it's possible to earn rewards. Praise God for it. It's possible to not earn rewards. I hope you take heed to it. But it's also possible to lose your rewards. Can you go to Revelation? Just real quickly, we'll be done. Revelation chapter 3. We're going to look at two passages. They're both in Revelation. Last book in the Bible should be fairly easy to find. Revelation chapter 3. Look at verse number 11. I hope that you are noticing the emphasis. Because if you say, I don't care about rewards, well, you should. Because Jesus cares about rewards. He talks about it a lot. And if Jesus cares about rewards, look, as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we should care about the things that God cares about. And God cares about rewards. Here's what Jesus says. Jesus says, behold, I come quickly. He said, I'm coming. And when he comes, we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. He says, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast. Look at it. That no man take thy crown. You say, why would he say that? Because it's possible to have a crown and have someone take it from you. It's possible to become a castaway. It's possible to not get the such and such things that God had planned for you. And I think this is a sobering thought. I think it's a thought that we should consider. And it is this, that not only is it possible to earn rewards, and you should try to earn rewards, not only is it possible to not earn rewards, but it is also possible to lose the rewards that you've already earned. So why not stick with it? Why not stick with it? Why not just not quit? Why not just not get backslidden? Why not? You can sit and say, well, I served the Lord for 10 years. Yeah, but just a few years after that, you could destroy all that. Destroy your testimony. Destroy your marriage. Destroy your household. Why not just stay with it? Say, how long till Jesus comes? Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast that which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Because you can earn rewards, but you can lose rewards. And this is important to Christ. Revelation 22, last verse we'll look at. Look at verse 12. Revelation 22, verse 12. Jesus says, and behold, I come quickly. Look at it. It's important to Jesus. He says, and my reward is with me. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. I wonder if you can claim that verse. Jesus is coming again, and he's bringing my reward with me. I hope you'll earn some rewards. Not just what you do, but why you do it, and how you do it. I hope you'll not get to heaven and be that guy that earned no rewards. But I hope you'll consider the sobering thought that we can also lose our rewards. So just stick with it. Because Jesus says, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. To give to every man according as his works shall be. Let's bow our heads tonight with a prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the Bible. We thank you for this motivation of rewards that you've given us. And Lord, we pray that you would help us to be people who would live our lives in such a way that it would matter, that it would matter for eternity's sake, that we would do and attempt great things for you. And Lord, we ask that you'd help us not to lose our rewards. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, well, God bless you. Thanks for being here tonight. We're going to have Brother Andrew.